Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to Thursdays Through Ruth. And I don't know, you probably can't tell, but I'm in my dress, in my work clothes tonight, because that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about work in tonight's devotion. And it's not going to be about my work. I don't want to talk about my work, and you don't want to hear about it. But we are going to talk about the work that was done by Ruth, and that would be gleaning that she accomplished. Now, to bring us into context with this, last week, Andrew, he covered the first chapter of the book of Ruth, and he talked about Elimelech and Naomi, his wife, and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. They left Bethlehem to go to Moab during a time of famine. And they traveled about 50 miles approximately, maybe a little bit further, and it's through rough, rugged terrain. It's not an easy journey. And it probably took about 7 days, possibly even a little bit longer than that, to go through the rugged mountains and some of those dry plains that are along the Dead Sea. And they stayed there approximately 10 years, somewhat longer. And at the end of that interval of time, the three men had died. And Naomi is going to return back to Bethlehem, and going with her will be her daughter-in-law, Ruth. So in Ruth chapter 1, verse 22, it tells us what time of year they return. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned from the country of Moab. Now they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. And the barley harvest would typically occur just about this time of year. Sometime around in April, the harvest would begin for barley. Wheat will follow later. And probably shortly after they had taken their journey from Moab back to Bethlehem, and remember, rugged mountains, desert-type arid land, and the next day, or within a couple of days, undoubtedly, Ruth is going to go out into the fields to glean. And we see that in Ruth chapter 2, verse 22. So Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." Well, that's kind of interesting because Ruth says, "Hey, how about if I go out gleaning to get us some food?" And Naomi's going, "That's a great idea. Why don't you do that?" And Ruth goes out by herself to do this work. And this is acceptable work to do so, because in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 22, it says, "This process of gleaning would have been allowed for the poor and for the foreigner." In those verses it says, "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest. Neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God." Now this harvesting process would have been accomplished by the young men. They would use a sickle in many cases. And if not, a lot of times they would just rip the grain right out of the ground by hand. And this is a crude method of doing this. And so they're going to be cutting, ripping, tearing at the stalks. And that means that some of the stalks are going to fall out of their hand, fall to the ground, and be left for that poor and that traveler. And as they do so, they're not to touch the corners of the field. That's being left for the gleaners. And that's what Ruth is going to come in and do. She's going to pick up this excess straw or barley, and she's going to pick it up. She might be able to pick up stalks of it. Other times she's going to pick up the heads that fall off the stalks. And on occasion she's just literally going to bend over and pick up the little kernels. Everything is kept. And as this is happening, the harvesters are going to take all those stalks, gather them up, and then they're going to go to a common area where they're going to bind these into sheaves. And you'll see a picture of the sheaves and kind of get an idea of what that looks like. And so this whole process is rough, it's crude, and stalks are falling to the ground, heads are falling off the stalks, and it's everywhere. It's covering the field, it's around where the sheaves are being bound together. All this is taking place, and behind these young men that are harvesting, Ruth is going to traffic behind them and start picking up all that stray barley that has dropped to the ground. Now, how much barley does it take to produce some food? Well, as a rule of thumb, it's about 3/4 of a cup of kernels to produce 1 cup of flour. And we got some pictures here of a hand holding the kernels, and you can get an idea of how many kernels you would have to pick up in order to make a meal out of it. So Ruth is going to be working from dawn to dusk, and she collects an ephah of barley. And that would be pretty close to filling up, rounded over, a 5-gallon bucket with kernels. And at that point, the work's not done. Those kernels have to go back home. They're going to have to be separated, the edible part from the hull. Then it's going to have to be ground. Then it's going to have to be made into a cake. And then it's going to be baked. So there's a lot of work involved. So what's the point of talking about all this work? Does it make some point of what the story of Ruth is all about? Well, in the intro to the book, Andrew told us about chesed. And that is a Hebrew term that means faithfulness, goodness, or kindness. So, what does chesed look like? It looks like work. It's traveling on a dry, dusty road through the mountains to arrive at a point where the future is unknown. It looks like getting up before dawn, work in the sun all day long, bent over, back aching, hot, sweaty, tiring work. That's what chesed looks like. It's faithfulness to continue on the behalf of someone else. It's not a feeling. It's an action. It intercedes on behalf of a loved one and comes into their life and rescues them from a plight that they would have great difficulty recovering from on their own. That's what it looks like. Chesed is action. It's not just words. And for us, the Christian, we are called to action. We are not called, as James would say, hey, have a warm, fuzzy night, and hopefully you'll stay warm and be fed. It means moving forward into someone's life. And it may be dirty, and it may be difficult, and it may cause a lot of work on your part. But this story from Ruth, it tells us that that's what kindness looks like. It means getting involved in someone else's life. So next week, Andrew will be in chapter 2, and he's going to be introducing some concepts about the character of Ruth. So come back next week and see Andrew. And thanks for watching.